I just want to start out by saying that when Sister Frankie called me Thursday night, she asked if it'd be okay if I gave the message today, and you know, your mind kind of runs fast, and so first thing I thought of, well, Father's Day, okay, Father's Day message, sure, no problem. It's on.
Any better?
Yeah.
Okay. As I was saying, but quickly, actually my mind didn't stay there very long. Quickly I was turning to our Heavenly Father in prayer for Pastor Gary. And so I thought then, where do we go in times of need when we have a tendency to be worried perhaps? We go to our Heavenly Father. So that's a good place to have our emphasis today on honoring Him on this Father's Day. Now, maybe somebody might think, well, it would be good to honor Pastor Gary on this Father's Day. I mean, he is a great pastor. He's a good friend. He's a brother. He's a very good father. Florence?
今天很高兴大家来到父亲节这个主日崇拜啊，是那个赵师母他星期四打电话联系我，因为大家都知道这个牧师身体不舒服，然后问我可不可以来做今天的信息证道哈，然后当然呢我说是可以的，因为那个我下意识就想今天是父亲节嘛，那我们讲一些关于什么父亲节的东西，那突然呢我就意识到我要为转向我的天父，我要为这个我们的赵牧师祷告，为他的身体祷告哈。然后呢在祷告之后呢我就想到呢，其实我们人常常都有顾虑的时候，如果当我们有顾虑的时候，那我们向哪里寻求帮助呢？那好的是呢作为基督徒，我们我们每个人作为一个基督徒，有我们爱我们的天父来支撑我们哈。然后呢，所以在今天父亲节呢，我们想用这个机会来好好的敬拜荣耀我们的天父。有些人可能想，那今天我们是不是也应该来表达对我们赵牧师的尊敬啊？事实上是这样的，如果我们来尊敬和敬拜我们的天父，也就是来表达我们对我们赵牧师的尊敬，因为赵牧师每一天每周他都在这里站在讲台上来荣耀和尊敬我们的神。然后呢，赵牧师他不仅是位好的牧师，他是我们一位好的弟兄，也是我们的朋友，也是一位好父亲。然后呢，真的是我们借这个机会呢，来不仅仅来就是表达我们对天父的爱，也通过这个机会呢，真的是来表示我们对这个我们赵牧师的尊敬。
That's what I get for giving him such a big piece to translate, right? But as I was saying about honoring Pastor Gary, this does honor Pastor Gary, since week after week, he is honoring God, our Father, every week, and all that he does. So,
yeah, 就像刚说的是，赵牧师每天都会在讲台上来，证道，传达神的信息，真的是，其实我们在这里来庆祝来崇拜那个敬拜我们天父的时候，也是表达对我们赵牧师的尊敬。
So let's pray.
Yeah, let's pray. 给我们的祷告。
Father, with all that's on our mind, perhaps some concerns and things about life, we turn to you. We thank you that you are our Heavenly Father and that you are good and that you have given us access to come to you in prayer, and that's what we do now. We pray that you're with us with your Holy Spirit to teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. Not too long ago, Shin, where is she? Oh, she must be with the kids or something. She asked me about my three favorite books, okay? And one of them was Mere Christianity, which we put a copy in the library for anyone to read in English if they like. The other one was Knowing God by J.I. Packard. And the third one was The Attributes of God by Tozer.
对，就是前不久那个戴欣姐妹啊，戴欣姐妹好像今天不在主堂啊，她曾经问我，我最喜欢的这个三本的神学书就是什么哈？其中是一本是这个就是我们图书馆所拥有的本叫做《唯有基督》哈，英文名字是Mere Christianity。然后第二本是《认识神》，是Packer 写的《认识神》。第三本是陶泽牧师啊，陶泽牧师写的这个神的属性。
And I'll put these in the library if anybody's interested in reading those books. We'll keep them in the library for a while. But combining those books in some ways, just talk today about how wonderful it is to know God and His attributes.
对啊，今天其实我们图书馆已经有一本书了，然后接下来会把剩下的两本书，一本是这个认识神，然后另外一本是陶泽写的这个神的属性，我都会把它放在图书馆。大家都有机会去读，但是当我们把这几本书想到这几本书的时候呢，真的是我们来想一想这个什么是神，神它的属性是什么，然后尤其是在今天是父亲节啊，这是一件非常有意义的事情。
So it's wonderful to know when we come to him that he is listening. And there's a saying when we're tempted to worry that the temptation to worry is the invitation to pray.
对，真的是很开心，就是我们在这里，我在这里这个传递这个信息的时候，我知道天父也在聆听我们的这个这个话语哈，真的是，在我们的生活中，我们时常当我们遇到难处或就是不好的时候，我们都会被引诱着哈，应该叫做是被那个驱使者去担忧哈，担忧我们的境况。那这个时候呢，其实我们就会经常想，我们要转向哪里呢
？So today, let's look at our Heavenly Father who receives those prayers, and what's He like?
那今天呢，我们看看就是我们来聆听我们祷告的这位神。来，我们来讨论一下，看看他究竟是什么一个样子。
We're also going to have today some encouragement for we earthly fathers, as we can think about God's attributes that we too can have and use with our family, our immediate family, or our church family.
其实今天我们来讲的这天父的属性啊，对我们这些在地上做父亲的是很有帮助的哈。那同时呢，就是我们也会把这些天赋的这些好的属性，我们作为父亲的可以在生活中应用到我们的家人，我们血缘关系也可以应用到我们的教会的弟兄姊妹身上哈。
When we're talking about God's attributes, we can never cover all of them, of course, so we'd be here forever. But we're just going to look at three today that are really set out in our key verse.
那今天呢，就是关于神的属性啊，其实是一个很大的话题，有很多方面。那我们也不可能把所有的方面都涉及到。如果这样的话，那我们今天就不用回家了哈。然后，那我们今天主要会针对我们的主要经文所涉及的这三个点来进行讨论。
So I'm going to, I only see one non-Chinese speaker in the audience there, and I'm going to have her.Turn to the scriptures, but I'm going to have Brother Leo just read the scriptures in Chinese, and I won't read them in English. And some of the scriptures that we're going to cover today, because I have quite a few, that we'll just, I'll mention them, and you can write them down if you want to look them up later and keep me honest on that. Okay. So let's look together at Jeremiah 9:23 and 24.
我们今天接下来会看看我们今天的主要经文是耶利米书的这个9:23-24，然后呢我们这个我会读英文，然后Pastor Mike 会读英文，我来会读中文哈。Go ahead.
Did you read the scripture?
You do you want to read the first?
No, I want you to read.
Okay.
Yeah,
耶利米书的9章23章24节，耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。然后24节，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。
So today, Happy Father's Day, and take joy in knowing and honoring our Heavenly Father. There's many things to boast about in life, in our world today. I see many things out there that we could boast about. Like for Stephen Hawking, the world boasts of his intelligence. For LeBron James, many boast of his athletic power and his fame. And for Bill Gates, or Jack Ma for that matter, the world boasts of their wealth. Okay, so in some ways, it's really kind of about things like who we are, what we have, what we can do.
父亲节快乐，真的是我们今天这样的机会来敬拜和荣耀我们的神。在生活中呢，我们常常会就是来羡慕，或者说有把一生来做的一个这个羡慕和夸耀的一个对象，就像那个史蒂芬霍金啊，他的智慧，他是个很伟大的天文学家。然后呢，我们也会有的人会比较来夸口，比如说那个篮球运动员，那个LeBron 叫是老北京啊，我们中国人就是那个
Cleveland Cavaliers，
yeah， 他叫那个勒布朗啊，勒布朗詹姆斯，他的那个他的球技和他的那个力量哈，那有时候人会羡慕和夸口，像比尔盖茨或者马云的财富啊，就是，但事实上呢，就是说，像他们这些人啊，其实说他们这些本身这些人，其实他们所拥的这些财富啊特质都是没有错，只是说当跟我们的天赋的这些属性相比的时候呢，他并不算什么啊。然后continue.
Okay. I may not go exactly by the notes that I gave you. There may be a few.
That's fine. I'm trying to do what you have said.
Yeah, we'll adjust together. Yeah, no problem. There's nothing bad about those things to brag about, but there's nothing to compare to knowing God and knowing His goodness and His attributes.
Yeah, 就像刚刚说的，就是说这些人他们的特质是很优秀，但是呢，跟我们将要讲的神的属性相比呢，他们就不算什么啊。
After all, He's the one that gives those things, the intelligence, the abilities, the wealth.They come from him.
Yeah, 毕竟就是说，像 Pastor Mike 说，就是说，这些人所拥有的特质都是因为有神，因神而来的，都是神给了他们这样的各样的恩赐。
Now Packer says that in knowing God, it's really important knowing that He's completely sovereign, and that means self-governing, independent.
对，那个这本刚刚就是说我们说的一个认识神。这本书的作者 Pack 他所说的，就是说，认识神，我们要首先认识神他的完全主宰，就是说是完全自我主宰，是不依靠任何人的。
I really like some of the songs that the music team picked out today. I thought they really addressed that issue well too. God's sovereignty. See, no one is going to give him advice, although sometimes we might try to. Just finishing the book of Job.Job thought he would give him a little advice on how he should really be just. And God says, where were you when I created all of this, you know? So he doesn't need anyone's advice.
Yeah. 就像刚刚这个我们的敬拜团的诗歌敬拜他们选的一些歌一样的，就歌里面就表达了，很清晰地表达了，就是我们的神是一个完全主宰的神，是超能的神哈。真的是就是说我们的神是一位独立的，是一位完全主宰神，他不需要别人给他建议，他真的是 万有自由的神。然后呢，就是但是呢，人常常也想尝试着给神建议，就像我刚刚前不久刚刚读的约伯书一样，在约伯里面，约伯记里面，约伯常常向神这个询问，也会提一些建议，但其实真的神他有他的安排啊，他对我们每个人对他自己讲，我不需要我们的建议。
God exists in and by himself, no possible limitations.
神他是自有万有的，他没有任何的限制，他的能力不受限制的，他也不依赖于任何的其他人和或者其他的事物哈。
Now Tozer starts out in his book with a key attribute is God's infinitude, or the fact that he's infinite.
对，在陶泽的书里面，陶泽神的属性里面，陶泽说那个神的另外一个基本的属性就是说他的无限性哈，他的就叫无限性。
That tells us a bit about how we should know his attributes, other attributes.
对，这两点哈，这基本点就是神的完全主宰和神的无限性呢，是最基本两个点，让我们来认识神其他的属性。
There never was a time that he wasn't, or never a time when he will not be. He is the everlasting to everlasting.
从来没有这样的时间，在过去没有，在以后也不会有，就是神。他不是是完全自己主宰的，也是不是说是他需要依靠别人的。
Yeah, his attributes are infinite.
那他的属性呢是无限的，就像他本身一样，都是无限的。
Now some philosophers will say we can't possibly know God, but the Bible teaches us that not only can we can know Him in relationship through Jesus.
对，有的哲学家认为就是说我们对神是不可以认识的，但是呢，实际上圣经会教导我们通过我们和神建立的关系来很好的认识神。
Now on the opposite end, some philosophers say that we can fully understand God, but no, we can't know all of God.
但是在另外一方面呢，另外的一些神学家或者哲学家他们会说认为就是说我们可以完全的认识神，但事实上呢，是我们不可能了解神的各个方面。
We've brought this up in our Friday night Bible study a few times. Just because we can make that horizontal eight of infinity doesn't mean that the finite can understand the infinite.
就像我们在周五的查经会经常讨论，如果就像我们能画一个这个平行的那种八字形哈，并不意味着我们可以。通过这种有限的这种认识或者有限的作为来了解和认识这位无限的神。
Now, this is no offense to Stanton at all, in philosophy, but we can remember philosophy without God is like a blind man in a dark room looking for a black cat that isn't there.
对，就是就像潘德麦克讲，就是说如果没有神啊，这些哲学家他们所说的，就是说，就像在一个黑屋子里去找一只黑猫，并且这只猫并不在这个屋子里面，就是就像我们说的盲人摸象，但这个象呢还不在这里。
But to encourage Stanton, God can lead him through those things. Yeah.
但神呢，如果有神在的话，神会带领这些哲学家到他们所需要的地方。
Now, still other modern theologians, no less, teach that God.You know, he usually means well, but he cannot always accomplish his will. He just doesn't always get it quite right. How foolish is that?
但是呢，也有就是一些理论家说，就是说，就是他们能够一定层面来把神的这个属性讲出来，但是呢，把神的存在意义讲，但是他们也不能真正的理解和完成神他本身的意愿。
Reminds me of a story of a grandson sitting on his granddad's lap while he was reading him a story.
那我们来讲个故事，就是说，就像一个小孩子，坐在他爷爷的大腿上来听他爷爷讲故事。
A little five-year-old, about the age of my grandson Willie.
大概五岁，就像我的孙子威尼这么大的一个五岁的孩子。
And the grandson kept reaching up. Every once in a while, he'd look away from the book and reach up and touch grandpa's face and neck and kind of some of the wrinkles and things.
就像当爷爷讲过的时候，他会就是说用手去摸他爷爷的这个面颊，就像若有所思那种感觉。
And then he would, after a while, he would start touching his face and feeling that. And then after doing that several times, he looked up to Granddad. He said, Granddad, did God make you?
当他这样就是重复做几次，他可能会突然问他说，爷爷是神，这个创造了你吗？
And he said, yes, of course, Granddad, he made Granddad many years ago.
Yeah, 他的爷爷说他是的，就是神，创造了我，在很多年前他创造了我。
Then he'd feel himself. He says, "Well, did God make me too?"
他自己摸摸他自己小孩子摸他自己人家，他说那神也创造了我吗？
He said, "Yes, he made you just a few years ago."
Yeah, 爷爷回答他说是的呀，这个神创造你大概也就几年前吧。
So he said, "I guess God's getting better, isn't he?"
他小孩子看就是说天这么重，那神是不是越来越棒了哈，越来越厉害了。
Now that really does sound like my grandson Willie now. But you know, we all know that no God, that he is not going to get any better or any worse. He can never change.
对，神哈，其实他也不会因为时间的流逝去变好或者变坏，因为他就是这样子的，他不会因为其他事来改变。
Well, let's look at Deuteronomy 29:29 when we start talking about knowing God and what we know about Him. If you can turn there, or if Leo will read that.
Okay. 我们来读一下那个，看一下啊，就是《生命记》的29:29哈，来看看这一节是讲了关于的讲的属性哈，我们来找到啊，就是。这个这章是这么说的哈，正如生命记29:29所说，隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
So there are secret things that belong only to God that we can't know, but there are the things that He's revealed to us and that go on and passed on to our children that we should know and should observe.
对啊，在神啊，他有很多属性，他是对我们人是隐藏的，这是只属于他自己的。但在另一方面，他有很多事情，他是通过一些渠道揭示给我们来认识，也希望我们能够把他的这些属性传递给我们子孙来好好的遵从。
So, if I were to ask you today, describe three things about God and give me examples.
Okay.那如果今天我来问你关于神的三个你最熟悉的一些三个属性，那你能告诉我是什么来举例说一下吗？
So where would you start? Well, let's look in at that Jeremiah verses. Let's start there. You would likely start by saying he is completely loving. That's one of the attributes about God. He is completely loving.
对，如果我们来回想我们刚刚读的这个耶利米书的这个经节的话，我们首先可能会说神是一位有爱的神。
So let's look at three examples. Exodus 15:13.
那让我们来读一下那个出埃及记15:13哈，那个经文是这么说的，你们翻一翻，我来读一下哈。你凭慈爱领了你所属的百姓，你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。
He led his people with steadfast love.
Yeah, 他就是他带着他的百姓哈，用他牢固的爱哈。
And Psalm 105.
对，我们来再来看一下诗篇100:5哈。其实很简单哈，就是神的爱是长阔高深。我们经常在歌里唱到这句话哈。
Tells us that that steadfast love endures forever. It's not going to stop.
Yeah, 就是说神的爱是长阔高深，是永远不会停止的。
And then the verse that's on the front of your bulletin that we'll look at today, 1 John 4:16.
对，然后在那个我们布林的封面哈，我们来再来看一下另一个经文，就是就是约翰一书的14章16节，对，你们可以翻一翻哈。然后这个经文是这么说的：神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
Even that, the Bible tells us God is love, but sometimes we get that wrong too, because we say, well, if God is love, then love is God. That may make sense mathematically, if you will, but it doesn't make sense with God.
对，虽然我们说神是爱啊，但是反过来说就不一定是对的，就说爱是神哈，就从数学的概念上貌似是正确，但是这并不是神让我们所去领会的这个意思。
Because really, God defines love. Love doesn't define God. It's not the other way around. And often, sometimes with people, what we call love is not God's love.
对啊，就是说爱是神所定义、所表达出来的。但是呢，反过来，爱不能定义神啊，神更完全、更无限。然后同时呢，在我们普通人来看来呢，我们常常也把神的爱解读的也不是完全的对哈。
Next, so we have love. Next, we might say, our Heavenly Father is completely just. His character is one of justice.
对，当我们讨论完神的属性，关于爱的属性之后，我们会来讨论第二属性，那就是关于神的公义。
So you should take, as Jeremiah says, you should take joy in knowing that. And we can learn about that in Deuteronomy 32:4. It says, all his ways are just. He's without any injustice. He is completely just.
对，就像我们来看一看那个申命记32:4啊，来看一看对这个章节来说神的这个公义的属性。那我来你们翻一翻哈，我来读一下。他说他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
Psalm 10:17-18. Go ahead.
Yeah, 在诗篇哈，诗篇另外一个章节，诗篇10:17-18.
His ways are not only just, but he brings justice. To us, to the fatherless, to the orphan, he brings justice.
对他不仅仅是公义啊，也正是因为他的公义呢，他把这个他的施行公义的这种方法呢，好像又失去了作为一个父亲一样的那种亲和力啊。
And then, if we want to go from the Old Testament completely through the Bible to Revelation 16:7.
来，让我们把我们从旧约来到新约啊，来到新约的最后一章，就是那个叫 Revelation 的最后一章啊，是16:7啊。我来看看，我来到一章，是启示录哈，16:7，我来读一下哈。我又听见祭坛中有声音说，是的，主神全能者，你的判断义哉成哉。
So we see that until the end of time, God is not going to change in his ways. He is always going to be true and just, and so are his judgments.
对，就是神呢，他的这种公义的判断啊，就是到世界的这个世界的末了，也是不会改变的，也是就是一贯的。
Now you may want to note that according to the Bible, there will be judgment. All who are not covered by Jesus' death on the cross will be judged.
对，就像我们读到那个这个最后一章，就是那个启示录所说的，这个世俗的世界最终会迎来神的审判哈。那么对于不被耶稣的这个正义所保护所包容的这些人啊，他们都会受到一个最终的审判。
But take heart, even back in Psalm 50, we won't go there, But it says that to all those he makes a covenant with, and that's what the gospel is, the justice will be proclaimed from heaven, but God will be the judge.
对，就像在诗篇的那个五十章的五到六节讲的，就是我们不会读哈，就是你们可以记一下诗篇的五十章五到六节所说的，就是说，但是呢，对于在基督里面的人，就是在拥有基督信仰的人呢，那个我们已经被基督所救了，在他当他在十字架上失去他生命的时候，我们对于我们的审判已经因着耶稣基督我们而得到了救赎。
So thirdly, God is love, God is completely just, God is completely righteous, you may say.
那我们讨论了那个神的两个属性，一个是爱的属性，一个是公义的属性。那我们来最后一个属性是关于他的这个正义的属性。
And I realize in some translations it often translates righteous for just in different places.But I really think that, in a sense, God's righteousness is really His perfect balance of love and justice.
这个其实是的，就是当时我在看到 Pastor Mike 的这个时候，也还是有一点想这个 righteousness 和 just 是什么区别哈？就像 Pastor Mike 这样解释的很好，就是说，就是对于神而言，这个 righteousness 就是正义，其实它是神本身的一个完美的这个平衡，在对于爱和正义的一个平衡。
It's his attribute to be perfectly balanced there, whereas man often sacrifices one for the other.
对，其实这是对神来说，这是个 balance 的一个爱和公义哈。那但在常常对于我们普通来说呢，我们就会就忘掉这两者中的一个，常常会只会顾及到其中的一方面。
Some people think we're so loving, we'll just throw truth and justice out the window.
比如说，就是说我们是有爱心的人，我们充满爱心的人，那我们就会置这个真事实和公义于不顾，我们不就把它丢到窗户外面去了。
On the other hand, they can be so concerned with justice and truth that they can forget about love. Okay, that's part of God's love in His justice.
对。有时候呢，可能我们会太苛求，在一方面就是我们只会看到神的这个公义的一面，就是把这种怜悯的爱心呢也会抛弃掉，这也是不对的。
So I really, you know, want the Bible to be giving the majority of the message today. So if you would read Psalm 98:9.
我们来读一下这个诗篇的九十八章九节哈，来看一看，就是说。关于这个神的这个他的这个属性的一个基本描绘，因为他要来审判遍地，他要按公义审判世界，按公正审判万民。
So yes, the Lord does come to judge the earth, but in righteousness and complete equity for the people.
对，神他是要来审判这个世界的，但是呢，他的审判是会因着公义。也会因着平等这个基础。
And in Psalm 145:17,
对，在诗篇一百四十五章十七节是这样说的：“他说，耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱，是一个很好的平衡啊。”
Says the Lord is righteous in everything He does, and filled with kindness. His righteousness is filled with that love, that kindness.
对啊，就是说在神的这些作为中都是 right, 就是正义的，就是既充满了爱又充满了公义。
So now we're getting to the point of the gospel. 2 Peter 1:1 talks about to those who have received the faith by the righteousness of God and their Savior Jesus.
来，我们来在这三个基本属性上，其实我们来可以讨论一下这个耶稣的带来的福音哈，其实这是跟神的这三个属性是息息相关的。
So those of us have been given that faith from God, we know that it comes from His righteousness, not anything that we've done, not anything that we deserve.
对啊，就是说这个耶稣的这个救赎的福音啊，都是因着神的属性而来，不是从别的地方而来。对于我们来呢，我们也是白白的恩典，因为我们也是不配的。
God righteously demonstrated His love and justice in the gospel. Sin demanded justice on the cross.
对，就是说，神的这个属性呢，就完全的，就是他的爱呀、啊，他的公义都会表现在通过那个福音来表达出来。就是说，这些福音的其实目的也是因为，要通过十字架对我们进行一个救赎。
You know, sometimes I think we're perhaps a little bit off in our thinking when we might think the gospel is only about Jesus. But remember, it was our Heavenly Father that sent His Son to die for us.
对，有时候我们常常会想，这个福音啊，就是我们说的福音是，只是关于耶稣基督的，是因为是我们是通过耶稣基督得到的嘛。但事实上呢，其实，这是，我们要更深层的认识到，福音本身哈、啊。是由神而来的，是通过神通过耶稣基督他的唯一的儿子传给我们的。
So I know everyone here can probably repeat John 3:16 in Chinese or English. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that those who would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So remember, God the Father sacrificed His only begotten Son.
对，我们有一个圣经中，我记得是 Pastor Mike 的圣经中最著名的一个金句，其实就是这一节哈。可能我就强调一下，就约翰福音的3:16，这个金节是圣经中最重要的一个金节哈。我就把它读一遍，他是说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。其实这就是福音的。最核心、最根本的、最基本的意义。
Let's look at Hebrews 1, verses 2 and 3.
那接下来让我们看一看希伯来书的1:2-3.
So how have we heard from God the Father? Well, He has spoken through His Son Jesus.
对，那我们是怎么来认识神呢？其实他是通过他的唯一爱子耶稣来揭示他自己的一些属性哈。
In the Old Testament, they only had the prophets to speak for God. But in the New Testament, Jesus spoke for God very clearly. God spoke to us through Him.
对，在旧约中啊，有这个先知来传递神的这个叫做什么神的那个道或者神的他的那个命令哈。但是在新约时代，我们有我们的救主耶稣基督来替神说话，来表达神。对我们的爱和公义。
And Luke 10:22, would you like to read it?
Yeah, 那接下来一个就是路加福音的10:22哈，来我来读先读一下，他说，这里好像没有，这里没有，是我再说一遍，是路加福音的10:22哈。他这样说到这一节，他说：“一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子是谁；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父是谁。”就是这个是就是讲这个，既讲到神和父的关系，也讲到了这个耶稣基督在把神的这个爱和公义传递给我们，他起到的一个特别的作用哈。
So knowing the Father, to know Him, it was revealed through His Son Jesus, God in the flesh. And you know, God is Spirit, so really the only way we could really get to know Him that was when He came in the flesh.
对，就是神其实他是一个 spiritual 的，就是一个圣灵般的哈，就是说像一道闪电一样，就是说可能是很难琢磨，但是呢，因为有着耶稣呢，我们可以。更具体的去认识我们这位神。
Of course, the more we know about God, we know that Jesus and God the Father were perfect unity. And so, in Isaiah 43, we don't have to turn there. He says, "There is no savior besides me," and that's God the Father talking.
对啊，其实我们知道我们的神是三位一体的，这个神和子的关系是非常亲密的，就是他们也是不可分割的。就像在那个以赛亚这个书里面说的，就43:11说，除了我再也没有别的救赎者。
So we see how that affects our lives, but now let's look at Father's Day. And as we turn, as we look at these three attributes, we see that we can participate in these attributes of God, and that God is very pleased as we demonstrate them to our children as fathers.
对啊，就像在我们刚刚讨论这个神的三个基本属性，神是有爱的，神是公义的，神是正义的，在这三个属性上呢，我们再来看看在父亲节这一天我们如何来应用这个，就是说如果我们把这三个基本属性作为一个父亲都能够很好的展示给我们的孩子的话，那神是会非常开心，会非常的这个蒙喜悦的。
I love that one song that the children sang about their fathers, and I thought, yeah, I haven't always been like that, but the fact that fathers would demonstrate those attributes of love and caring for their children is, I hope, encouraging to all our fathers.
Yeah, I believe so. 就是刚刚就说我很喜欢小孩子们唱的一首关于这个做一个父亲如何来做一个榜样，把神的爱、神的公义来表现出来，做一个 model。其实我刚刚听到就是说I will marry to a one like my father. 其实很有一种责任感哈。其实你听到这句话就觉得，你想想在生活中做的不好的地方，一想在这个就会有一个提醒啊。其实当父亲的，我觉得，可以回去再听这首歌，其实很鼓励你在生活中各个方面吧。我是觉得。
You see, there's some of God's attributes that we'll never share. We'll never have those. We will never be a God. There forever can only be one true God.
对，就是我们可以就是说，去学神的样式，但是呢，不可能把神所有的属性都去共享，因为神是唯一的，我们不是神，我们也不可能成为神。
But we're intended to be in His image, and so there are those attributes that are available to us, not just limited to fathers, but to all, to have those same attributes in our life.
对，就是说我们像牧师刚牧师就说我们当然不可能成为神啊，但是呢我们可以把神他所以让我们作为一个就是形象的这个代言者哈，就是他所用的一些这些爱呀、公义啊、正义这属性呢，我们是可以拥有的，并且呢也不是说只是我们这些当爸爸的可以拥有，就是姊妹呀、孩子们他都可以学到这些属性，然后呢在生活中可以去把它表现出来。
The one key commandment that Jesus gave us in Matthew 22, it was to love God with all your heart, mind, strength and soul, and to love others as yourself. So he must think we're capable of doing that.
对，就是在像马太福音的22:39所说的那样，就是说这个圣灵的这个果子就是第一个果子就是爱啊，这真的是因着我们爱耶稣，也因着我们荣耀敬拜神，我们可以把神的属性可以好好的应用在我们的生活中。
As we went through the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22 in Sunday school class here, we talked about the first one being love and how important that was for the others that follow. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control, all of those nine really can stem from love, the type of love that God has.
对，就像在哥罗西书那个5:22里面所说，就是这个就是神是爱啊，神是耐忍耐啊，这些爱是忍耐，爱是有包容，这些里面那一个著名章节所说，就是说其实说那个这个神的爱是非常重要的哈。
And then Old Testament, in Micah 6:8, God says what He requires of us is in fact to act justly, to be just like He is just.
在那个另外一个章节书，就是麦迦书的6:8里面所说的，就是说 这个章节我读一下，因为这有他说世人呢、啊、耶和华一直是你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。因为其实帕斯没讲哦，但是我觉得后面其实就感觉是作为一个基督徒去如何遵循神的道呢？我自己的理解就是说，行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行哈。其实很简单，就是说怎么去做一个基督徒哈。然后就是真的是神是公义的，神就是说他其实不是让我们仅仅去做公义的事，让我们本身呢就是真的成为一个公义的化身哈。
Did I say all that?
No, I read the verse.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Yeah, I like the verse because yeah, I prepare. I like the verse.
Of course, there's many ways that we can be just in society, but even even as a father, it can possibly mean to no partiality. If we have more than one child, we love all of our children. We don't have a favorite. We don't show one more love than the other. We're to be a father to all of our children.
就是我们公益，就是像我们爱孩子一样，就是我们不会偏待，会偏是另一个去另一个。我们是爱我们所有的孩子，对我们所有孩子，我们都是同样的爱。
And as far as righteousness is concerned, Ephesians 4:24 says, "We put on when we're in Christ, we put on a new self." That is a reflection of God's righteousness. So that is an attribute to the way that we live our lives that we can have from God.
就像就是说我们当我们把自己的各行为和思想都像神一样把它做一个很好的在正义上的这样一个化身的时候，就是好好的去把神的爱和神的公义做一个 balance 的时候呢，这个时候呢，那我们就会造几个新的自我，我们就会更像神多一些。
Okay, the last verse that I want us to read together and pay attention to is John 17:3.
对，最后一个章节，我们在今天我们想来读的是，约翰福音的17节，17章3节，我们都翻到来一起读一下啊。OK， 认识你，那我们一起读一下，好吧？大家翻到了吗？好，认识你一独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Yeah, we're all interested in that eternal life, and it says here that that is to know God, that you may know God, the only true God, and in a personal way.
就是说，我们真的是要学会认识神。那真的是认识神呢，就是说要学会用自己的方式，通过自己的这个生活，自己的来体会你跟神的关系。
Now just to bring the joy back in our day, Packer says the best thing in life, bringing joy, delight, and contentment, is knowing God.
就像那个这个 Mike 这个认识神这么作者那个 Packer 写的说生活中最好的事情就是去认识神呢，然后认识神这个过程可以带来喜乐、愉悦和满足。
Now he also noted that it's possible to know a lot about God but not really know God personally.
Yeah, 他说我们可以就从知识层面去了解神的一些属性，但是呢如果我们不从建立一个个人与神的关系呢，那我们是不可能真正的去认识这位神的。
And so I would say all through not only that verse in John but all through this Bible it shows that it is necessary for us to know God in this personal way, personal relationship.
就从我们所读的经文也包括最后一节经文，就是说所重点就是说认识神的一个关键点是说要建立跟神的一个个人的关系哈。
And it's only by trusting that the Father sent Jesus to die for the forgiveness of our sins and to receive eternal life as a free gift.
对啊，就是要认识到就是说神把他的独生爱子送过来是为了挽救我们，是为了让我们得到一个永生。
So in the end, speaking for myself, it is about who, not what I know. it is about who I am, and it is about what I have.
对，最后我想把自己的一些话想说出来，就是说，这不是说关于我是谁，我拥有什么，我是怎样做的。
Just not in a worldly sense. I'm thankful God has allowed me to know Him and to know His loving, just, and righteous attributes, so that I can turn to Him in prayer. So immediately when something comes up, I know I'm turning to a loving God that is really listening to me.
Yeah, 就是说，真的是，很感恩，就是说我可以认识神的这些属性，就是说慈爱、公义，还有这个，良善啊。这位天父真的是，这是我非常感恩的一件事情。真的是，在我有担忧或者我不遇到什么不开心的时候呢，我可以来向我这位天父来倾诉、来祷告，然后我有我的依靠。
So that's who I know, but who am I? Who I am? I'm thankful that I am a dad. I'm thankful that God blessed me with being a dad, and I'm thankful that I'm also His child.
对，就是真是通过这样认识那个神的过程呢，让我认识到了。我是谁？我应该是怎样的一个人？真的是我非常的感恩，然后让我呢也真的是更加的这个叫怎么说？就是说更加的想成为这样的一个神所喜悦的这样的一个人。
If you say so.
Yeah.
Okay. and lastly, I'm thankful that what I have a loving relationship with God the Father, our Heavenly Father, I have, and my loved ones have eternal life because of Jesus Christ.
对，真的是我，就像前一段我一句话没说，就是说，真的是通过认识，就是我就像天父的一个孩子一样的哈，真的是，真是因为因着神认识神，也包括我所爱的人，这个Pat 阿姨，她也是认识神，都是因为。因着我们的救主耶稣基督的关系，我们可以通过他来认识神，来成为一个神，让蒙神喜悦的人，成为一个神，想让我们成为的这样的人。
Yeah. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, as we're here together, we can be so thankful that you have revealed yourself to us. Thank you that you revealed yourself in your word.And the prophets through the times, and we're thankful that today you have revealed yourself through Jesus Christ, who He is. Your character is in His image, and He is representing your image completely. We're thankful that we can come to you in prayer, and we do continue to pray for our brother, our pastor, Gary, that your healing hand is on him.You've already planned out how you're going to bring that about. I pray that we're completely at peace. He is resting well, and you will soon return him to complete health. And we just thank you that we know that you listen to our prayers. And we honor you today as our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.